What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, here we go. Final hour from Las Vegas. We're live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York as well, and we're at the MGM in Vegas. And, you know, they understand it's not just a mortgage. It's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free hotline is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you can save a bunch of money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Don't forget the fight tomorrow on pay-per-view, Wilder Ortiz 2. Call your cable operator or the fighter. Get it on the Fox Sports app. Don't forget PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's more important than oxygen and water. Killer picks for cheap with amazing results. Like tonight in the NBA, I'm rocking a – I'm looking at if I hit this game, Mafia, what, 15-5?
As it scores right now, yeah.
If I get it wrong, because if the Rockets win, I'd be 15-5.
That's correct.
Right? Isn't that right? Because I had the Clippers.
Right.
I had the Clippers to win and the Rockets plus five. So a 15-5 night in the NBA is incredible, and I do it like all the time, like all week long. I rake college hoops, rake NBA, rake NHL, rake. All I do is make people money. It's that simple. I got the best handicapping site in the country. Everybody knows it. Everybody in Vegas knows it. They can kiss my ass. I kill everyone. Every single one of you phony-ass bees in this town. I kick your ass 6 ways till Sunday. Sign up. Hide the money from your wife. PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's F as in Frank, E-R-R-A-L-L. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Even the Desert Fox likes my picks, and he doesn't even care about sports. He just saved us, Carver. We dropped off. We were going to lose the show.
I know there was some moments there where didn't think we were getting you back.
Very dangerous. We lost the show broadcast there for a minute, and somehow, some way, we got it back. Hopefully, we'll keep it on the air. I'm very concerned at this point. Let's go to John in Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Pharrell?
Hey, dude.
Hey, man. Hey, shout out to Maryland basketball, man. They 5-0, five wins over 10 points, first time since '98 when they hit Stevie franchise. So. Man, I think they can make a run. Hey, I really love your interview with Deontay Wilder, man. It was must-listen-to radio. And I love Wilder, man. I think he's a beast. I think I agree with all y'all. I think he's going to get the W tomorrow. I think he's going to knock Ortiz out. And, yeah, man, I just wanted to mention that on the show. So, appreciate everything.
Yeah, let me ask you a question before you hang up. Can you even believe what happened to Stevie franchise in life?
Nah, man, it's crazy, and that was my guy, man. He was one. He was like the first great player at Maryland, like at least for me, like my generation, that really got me into Maryland hoops. And man, it's a shame to see what happened to him.
Yeah, he's like destitute. He's like a bum. I mean, it's unbelievable. I can't even. It's like, it's crazy. I just can't even fathom what's happened. So, all right, brother. Have a good weekend, dude. It's good to hear from you, Johnny. Yeah, Maryland Terps look really good in basketball. I've said many times, it's definitely a basketball school. They got a great basketball program. They've always been tough. They've won national championships, the whole deal. So, yeah, it's same old for me with them. They always seem to get it done. Dave in Halifax.
Scotty Dog, long time no chat. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, brother. It's good, Dave. One second. The Clippers just hit a three bomb.
Back-to-back threes to take the lead.
To take, was that Lou Williams to make it 118-117. So I may still hit this bet because I had the Clippers to win and I had Rockets plus five. And it's 30 seconds left. It's not even over. Nothing's safe. The spread's not safe and neither is the money line. So what's up, Dave?
Not a lot. Two things before I ask the question. Number one, pass along to Carver, konnichiwa. And secondly, because I'm a hard-working blue-collar guy, is there any of the top-shelf bourbon left I could get two fingers neat?
Yeah, absolutely. The Pharrell Above is still flowing as usual based on back in New York. We always keep the suds and shots pouring. A shot of beer, in an iron, a shot of beer, puke. There you go.
Hits the spot.
I believe.
Now, I was talking to Mafia a little bit earlier. I don't know if this has been all talked out already, but I was interested in your take on the Babcock firing. Did it seem like he was estranged from the entire team, or is it more of a case of, I understand he did a couple of fly-ins on the off season to kiss and make up with, is it Matthews?
Yeah, I don't really care what Austin Matthews thinks of him. I think Austin's a really good hockey player. I think he's amazing, super talented. They got a lot of talent on that team. Marner, Tavares, they have all these guys. And the bottom line is they weren't winning, and they played like crap, and it got old. And I think, you know, Carver High really said it best, that there was a disconnect between the front office and Babcock. I mean, the GM and Babcock did not see eye to eye at all. And I don't think that Shanahan saw eye to eye with him. I think there was a power struggle. And I think that Babcock lost. And that's the bottom line. Carver High, you saw it in some kind of fashion similar to that, didn't you? That it was all about, you know, egos, power, decision making, and they weren't seeing eye to eye. And you know, Babcock's like a military; he's almost like Patton. He's no joke. So you start messing with him, he's going to give you a pushback and blowback. And the bottom line is that the GM and Shanahan weren't going to have it. They got rid of him.
Yeah, there was definitely a problem between Babcock and Dubas and Shanahan because, like you said, there's two different styles there, and I think that Dubas and Shanahan feel like they gave him some high-quality players, and Babcock plays his style. He wants to play a defensive brand. He wants to roll all of his lines the same amount of time, and I think that some people were rumbling that they didn't like that, you know, guys like Matthews and Tavares were playing the same amount of time as third- and fourth-line guys, and that just didn't make a lot of sense to them. But they got nobody else to blame now because all the blame was on Babcock, and now it's on these guys to go and get it done. There seemed to be something in the locker room, too, so he's gone now. No more excuses. Go win games.
Yeah, and the other thing is that, like, you know, they won the first game with Keefe, and now I was trying to, like, you know, they got a big game tomorrow in Colorado.
Well,
and they
go on the Nazem Kadri Bowl tomorrow.
Right. They go on the road, right, to the Pepsi Can, and that's a tough place with the way the Avs have been playing. And, you know, things have changed in hockey. Like, you know, a month ago, we were making fun of the Dallas Stars. And we were talking about they're in big trouble seasons and jeopardy and everything else. And they have literally rattled off and turned their season around upside down. And they have almost identical records except one loss to the Avalanche. So the Stars, what do you think of that story, Carver High, that they've turned their season around and they've become dangerous?
Yeah, you kind of saw some of the rumblings like last year. Remember last year, I think it was the owner or somebody completely blitzed the Stars like Ben and the star players, I should say, like Ben and Sagan, and they went on a good run in the second half, won a couple of rounds in the playoffs. And, you know, you thought they would maybe do something like that again here in the early going, and they've caught fire now, too. I think that they've got points in, was it 12 or 13 straight? They're right behind the Islanders in terms of hotness around the league.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, there's been a lot of teams playing well. The Flyers haven't been that bad. I think the Bruins have been incredible. No one can mock the Canadiens right now the way they've played, which They've silently crept up on everybody and started playing well. The Canes have played as well as anybody, and it's kind of been a carryover Carver High from last year. They were really good last year and in the playoffs, and now they're 13-8-1. It's pretty impressive. The Jets were in big trouble at the beginning of the season. They've suddenly turned it around like Dallas and have gotten back to respectability, 13-9-1. It really is incredible. And then even, you know, the Blackhawks have been terrible for 2 years now, whatever. Now all of a sudden they're 500, and maybe they're starting to play decent hockey in Chicago. They don't have the 14, 15, 16 wins or even 13, but they're, you know, 9-9-4. Do you sense that there could be some kind of positive turnaround there?
Yeah, I think that they have a couple of young players that are developing. You know, they had to go through a couple of hard years because they are paying guys that
the money.
Well, they're paying guys that won them cups. Now, Kane and Taves can still play, but they're also paying guys like Duncan Keith and Seabrook, who maybe can't anymore, but those guys were big parts of what they did to win championships. Now they're starting to finally filter in some guys that they've either drafted or acquired young players who aren't making a lot of money that are better, and now you're starting to see some better results with the Blackhawks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I want to see. Now, there were games, I believe, unless I'm crazy, were there not games? There was a game in college football tonight, believe it or not. It was Wyoming. They beat Colorado State 17-7 in Laramie tonight. Last night, Georgia Tech upset NC State. That was unbelievable. And now we get ready for tomorrow. Now, here's the deal, Carver. You won't believe this, but here's the plan. We're going to – oh, so the Clippers hit a three-bomb to take the lead and the foul or something? They were down 119-118.
They hit a jumper to take the lead, and then Houston – Westbrook tried to hit a three or two, depending on where his foot was.
So did it end 122-118?
It ended still 122-119 with 1.2. Now it's the end.
So I covered.
You covered. You won it both ways, 16-4 in NBA tonight.
16-4 in the NBA tonight. I suck for allonthebench.com. Sorry I went 16 out of 20. Sorry. On the night I thought all my picks were bad, I still hit 16 out of 20 bets. In your face. So anyway, Carver, here's the story I'm trying to elaborate. So tomorrow, just in honor of you, we are going to the Legacy. What do they call it? The Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo. We're hitting up the Legacy Palazzo Sportsbook. And, rumor has it that it's like, you know, the best sportsbook in Las Vegas, right? I've never been there. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to go there tomorrow morning to watch Ohio State and Penn State kick off at 9 a.m. It's Bloody Mary hour for the Pharrellavidians. So if anybody wants to say hi and meet us, we're going to be there tomorrow morning. We're going to go and watch the game there. I've never been to that place before. And we're going to hit up the Palazzo, maybe grab some breakfast, and go watch the Buckeyes and Penn State and Nittany Lions. What do you think of them apples?
That's good. Get out of there. Go and find somewhere different down the strip. Not a bad idea.
Yeah, because the book here sucks. You've been in the sports book. It's lame.
I like the sports book there at the MGM. I really do, especially if you can get a spot. They got good chairs there. They do have the TVs. The angles are really nice. It's just not the biggest sports book.
Right,
that
small.
Would be the one thing about it. That Palazzo joint, it's got some size to it. So you go over there. There's a lot of seats. There's a lot of space. Plenty of TVs. You'll be fine.
Have you been in there?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
It's a good book. It's a good book. It's maybe not my favorite in Vegas, but it's definitely a really solid book.
Mavi, how'd we do in college basketball?
We did okay.
All right. So, we're going to hit that up tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to that and see if we can get in some trouble. 855-212-4227. Call the show. We're going to start looking at some of these other college football games tomorrow. I actually think that the college football landscape tomorrow is kind of lame. I actually think the games suck, to be perfectly honest with you. We'll get into all those games and start hitting the pro football games for Sunday with you. Call now or forever hold your peace. What are you waiting for? You don't want to talk to me about these college and pro football games this weekend and get some winners right now on the bench? You must be stupid or something. It's Pharrell on the Bench. This is CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, let's go to the phones. Frank in Chicago on the Score. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Top of the morning, boys.
Hey, man.
I wanted to call in and ask you guys about the highly anticipated primetime game for Sunday against the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. If I can get you guys' picks and score prediction, man.
Yeah, you know, I heard earlier, you know, Jamie Eisenberg was on here talking about how, I mean, you heard him, Carver. I said that Aaron Rodgers isn't the same. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're 8-2. He isn't the same. He's playing great. I don't even know what that means. The Niners are 9-1. They're 8-2. It's a great game. The Niners are laying 3. And, I took San Francisco in this game because I love their defense and their running game. I think Garoppolo's been as good as Rodgers. I think they've both been fantastic this year. I think they're, you know, obviously both playoff teams. They could meet again in the playoffs. This is a playoff showdown, if you ask me. It's a preview of the playoffs because these are two of the best teams in the NFC. So I actually, I don't do the whole score thing and totals. That's not my bag. But I'll say if I were to guess, and I don't even know what the line is or what the number is on the game, the total. I don't have it in front of me, to be honest with you. Mafia might be able to look it up. But if I were to guess, I actually think because they're both so exciting and, they both score. I think the Niners score around 30 a game, and I think the Packers are somewhere just under that, like 25, 26 a game.
47 and a half or 48, depending on what book you get it at.
They're both so, good defensively. The Packers are allowing 20 a game and the Niners 15. I think that everyone and their brother is going to bet the under in this game. But just because, I'm contrarian on that, I think they're going to, actually score. I think my guess is Rodgers and Garoppolo both put on a show and they go over that 47. That's my guess. But like I said, I don't do totals. That's not my bag. I don't like it. I'm not a guy that picks scores of games. That's a dangerous way to make a living. I do care about what teams average. I do care about what they allow, but I can't, I've said this to people before, and I think it makes a lot of sense. Me trying to pick the score of a sporting event is like me trying to pick the Mega Ball. Like, what am I going to pick 6-7 numbers and win the lottery? And the odds are 1 in 15 billion. I just don't. I don't understand that whole bit. I know there's a lot of people in Vegas that love to bet totals and they love to bet over unders. And I just think it's just the easiest way in the world to lose your money. No one ever has a clue when a game's going to be, 6-3. No one ever knows when it's going to be 13-10. No one ever knows when it's going to be, 52-49. People just don't know what's going to happen in a football game. They all think they do. They all say they do. They all lie through their teeth. All these handicappers out here in Vegas think they're so hot, and they all just flow crap out of their mouth with just nonsense. It's just absolutely impossible. So I like more or less knowing what they score and what they allow, per game, per week, per average, more than I care about trying to figure out what the score of a football game is going to be. I hope that makes sense to you, because I'm not trying to be clever or anything else. I'm not even trying to be smart. I'm not trying to shoo your question. But, you ask me, I give you a guess. And usually what I've found over the years is with me, I'm really good at picking money lines and spreads, and I'm not good at doing things I'm not comfortable with. So I've never been comfortable with totals. Some people love it. And, I'm not one of them, so I just don't get into it. So that's just me, but what do I know? Anyway, Mafia, there's so many games on Sunday. I actually think the games in the NFL are better than the college football games. I think tomorrow's college football games are bunk. But I think that, the Penn State-Ohio State game is going to be good. I have a question for all you guys. So Carver High, the Penn State-Ohio State game now, a lot of people, literally everyone I heard, that number has moved from 18 to 19 and a half. Everyone I know thinks that Penn State at 9-1, because their top receiver's out, that they have no chance against Ohio State and Columbus and that they're going to get blown out. And I just don't see it. I do not understand how a team that's 9-1, that's had one blemish, that all of a sudden they suck and they're going to get blown out. So I get it. I think Ohio State, you've heard me on the show a million times tell you, I think they're the best team in the country. They can light anyone up. They score 60 points on anybody. But when you play another team that's really good too, like this team, because I don't think Ohio State's played anybody like this. So we'll see how good they are tomorrow. But do you really think they're blowing them out? Like everybody else, like every national television show I've seen, every host, every genius, they all think it's a blow. I heard Mark Sanchez, tonight before I came down to the show, he's on here saying Penn State has no chance, zero chance, not only to win a game, zero chance to cover. I'm like, zero chance to cover? Well, first of all, what do you know to begin with about betting? Second of all, that's just stupid. What do you think, Carver?
Yeah, look, I think that Ohio State is going to cover the number tomorrow. I think that they will win this game by 3-plus touchdowns. I just don't think that...
Do you remember the last time they played, bro? It was a 1-point game.
Okay, well, it's last time. It's different teams. This is they're both
But
sides.
They're both good. They're both good football teams. They're both good programs. And when they play, great things happen.
I don't think that Penn State's on the level of Ohio State this
so
year.
So they're 9-1 and they suck?
See, they suck. They're not as good as that team. That team, there's only 4 or 5 teams that can actually win a national title. Maybe not even that. Probably only 3. So Penn State's not in that 3. Ohio State is. That's just another level. Penn State doesn't suck. They're just not on a championship level like Ohio State is.
Have you ever seen, I don't remember ever seeing a team that's 10-0 and a team that's 9-1 being favored by 20 points. I can't, off the top of my head, I've never seen it. Like, so a team's 9-1 and they're getting zero respect at all. Now, I get it. Ohio State's better. Fair enough. I get it. Ohio State's playing in the shoe. Fair enough. I got you. But to just say they have, and you didn't say it, but everyone else is saying they have no chance and that they literally, I mean, getting no respect at all. 19.5 is zero respect. That's what that is.
I'd love to see Penn State beat them tomorrow. Forget covering. I'd love to see Penn State beat them because I love chaos.
You better be rooting for Penn State tomorrow, Carver. Ha!
I am rooting for Penn State because I want those I want those dopey 12 people sitting in that room to have as hard a time as possible filling out the playoff in a couple weeks. And then one of the ways that happens is if Ohio State lose the game before then. So I would love to see it happen.
What would you rather see? You'd rather see Alabama left out of that picture than anything else.
That is the A number one goal in here, is that we do not want Alabama anywhere near that final playoff. And they're not going to get there. They will not be.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, before I forget, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention everyone that was involved in these broadcasts. Carver High and Matt Hatter, thank you. Great job from New York on Thursday and Friday night. Mafia running the show from Vegas, great job. I want to thank Bruce Binkow and Al Heyman of PBC and Fox. I want to thank Tracy Bowden of Tribeca Marketing and her colleague Judy, who handle all the PR and all the madness here at the Media Center every time we're in a boxing scenario like Vegas or L.A. or wherever, Dallas. They do a great job. Many thanks to them for having us here, as always. And so I think... Joe Sands and the Desert Fox, thank you. Great job. Desert Sands Broadcasting here in Las Vegas. They do an incredible job setting up all these hundreds of stations that do these broadcasts, even though we're bigger and better and, you know, kick all their asses. But Joe and Ray are incredible. I've known them forever, and they've always done us up. And they sit here and wait till the bitter end. We're the last show every night, every time, every fight. And they sit there and wait for us to get our broadcast done. So thank you, Desert Fox. And I want to thank CBS Sports Radio and Westwood One for letting me come out and do another fight, Heavyweight Championship of the World. And so that includes, I think, everyone, doesn't it? I'm not leaving anybody out, am I?
No, I think you got it all covered.
All right. So there you go. Thanks a lot to everybody that helped us pull this off. Great shows. I also want to thank, Deontay Wilder, Leo Santa Cruz, Greg Giannotti for doing it, Freddie Roach.
Chris D'Amino,
and obviously Jamie Eisenberg, everyone that was on the broadcast. I'm not forgetting anybody, I don't think, am I?
Just Hara, but he's nothing special.
We don't have to thank him. I'll let Carver High deal with him later. Jason Purcell from Tampa. I know that our buddy Manson heard us last night talking about him. Legendary Manson from the Bubba the Love Sponge show. So I love that dude. He's the funniest dude I think I've ever listened to on the radio. Love that guy. So great job, everybody. Thanks a lot. It was another fun week in Las Vegas. And I did a lot today. Mafia, I had a big... I went to DuPar's today, Carver High, your favorite pancake place.
Did you? Which one did you go to?
Well, they moved it out to the Suncoast in Summerlin. And so it's no longer at the Golden Gate. They went out of business there, and someone thankfully bought them, and they moved them to the Suncoast, and it's gigantic at the Suncoast.
Did Robert take you out there?
Yes, sir. I had a meeting with Robert and our friend Jeff from he used to be with Tanked.
You find Gambling Kenny at all out there, or what?
I'm going with Gambling Kenny tomorrow to the Palazzo.
Oh, he's making the Palazzo trip?
He's making a run. We're going to hook up in the morning, have breakfast.
Tell him I miss him.
I will. And so I went to a breakfast meeting. I met with some accountants and lawyers for business purposes out here. And I met with them at DuPar's. And I did have the Vegas stack, which is the three-stack pancake. And of the five or whatever people that were at this breakfast, I was the only one that made it to... the bitter end of the Vegas stack. Everyone ordered the three. I ate more than everyone else. I was able to eat more of the three pancakes. Anyway, the pancakes at DuPar's, by the way, people, are literally the size of a Ford F-150. Each pancake is that size. Eating three of them is like eating enough food. It's like eating turkey dinner. You know how your like family will make turkey dinner for like 10 people, and you know, mashed potatoes, gravy, turkey, and cranberry sauce, corn, rolls, you get little yams, you get all that stuff. Bottom line is, it's like eating an entire turkey dinner for 10 people for one person. That's how big the pancakes are. So I ate at DuPar's today, and it gave me full sexual pleasure.
No wonder why you didn't eat till halfway through the show again. I mean, no lunch or anything, right? It was just DuPar's and then dinner.
DuPar's and dinner, bro. I
separated by a good 10 hours.
But that is the most gigantic stack you've eaten there.
I have. It's insane. It's a whole plate. One pancake is the size of the whole plate.
I know. And so I used to go with Joey Blunt's to DuPar's. But we would do it differently than everyone else. Like Carver High doesn't do it. Mavi doesn't do it. But like we'll smoke a gigantic blunt. And then we'll... go to the pancake house, baked out of our face, and eat pancakes. And you're just so stoned. You're so stupid. And it's just so delicious. I mean, honestly, the first bite of their pancakes is so erotic. It's like going to a porno convention. It's so good. I love that place. And I'm not even promoting them. I'm just telling you the truth. The place rocks. Like, I'm going tomorrow night to Kraft. That place rocks, too. Carver High and I eat steaks in there. It's ridiculous. It's the only place Carver High and I eat slow. It's so good, you got to eat slow.
Yeah, that place was really good. We went there before the Pacquiao-Thurman fight.
Right. I'm going tomorrow. So hopefully I'm just going to relive that excellence in my mouth. There's such deliciousness going at every bite. It's just incredible. One thing I wanted to talk about Carver High before I get out of here tonight is how much I hate Myles Garrett. I think he's a great football player, but besides that, he makes me sick to my stomach with the old race card throw. He threw the proverbial race card out. He said that Mason Rudolph dropped the N-bomb on him. Now, he didn't say that specifically, but he said he threw
a racial slur
at him, which is, you know, how many racial slurs are there? I mean, when you got the white pretty boy quarterback dropping a bomb on you, what do you think he said? I think I know what he said. Bottom line is, if he did it, he dropped an N-bomb, right? So that's all there is to it. What did he say, something else about his heritage or something? No, he dropped an N-bomb. So the bottom line is, he threw that a week later in New York with his little pretty blue suit on, trying to get out of trouble, trying to get his appeal won, trying to get back on the field because he just wants his money. He could care less about winning, losing, or anything else. Don't be fooled. This is about money. He's losing a lot of money by not playing. The NFL denied his appeal. There was not one player that stood up for him and said that Rudolph threw an N-bomb. Not one player said that he dropped a racial slur. Not one player stood up for him. Even on his own team, his teammates said they didn't hear it. Baker Mayfield said he didn't hear it. Nobody heard it because it never happened. He threw that card because his lawyers told him to throw it, or he decided to throw it because he thought that he'd get that sympathy racial card throw, which it's so pathetic. It really is. You know, what I say is when you do that to someone else, like this pretty boy Rudolph, then you're the racist. How's that sound? You like them apples? You're a racist. You drop that on somebody that didn't say that, you're a racist. I am so glad that that loser lost his appeal and is not going to make a penny the rest of the NFL season and is not going to play again until next year. I can't even begin to tell you. Is there anything more despicable in the world than people dropping that somebody called you an N-bomb and then nobody, he never did it? I mean, because there's no one that said he did it. He's the only one. So him and his lawyer thought it'd be a great idea to pull the racial card out. And when people do that, I think it's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. You're the racist. How you like that? I don't care what happens to you now. I will never respect that dude again as long as I live. Anyone that does that's a tool. I don't care what you think of me either. Anybody in Cleveland, you know it too. It's not right. You can't do that. If you do that, if somebody drops a bomb, you're busted. You're finished. Do you realize what they tried to do to that guy? They tried, this lawyer and this guy Garrett tried to make that guy in less than, 4 hours? A racist. Did they not try to destroy his life? You said it was slander.
Yeah, I mean, to throw it out there like that, now it's national news. I mean,
it became national news in 5 minutes.
Right, he didn't say it on, well, actually, no, he, as I say, he didn't say it to the national media and, you know, make it a big thing there. But then again, didn't he go on to do national interviews on ESPN today, standing by his statement? So then, yeah.
He's still standing by it. So, I mean, he still says he said it, but no one else heard it.
You're ruining the guy's name, you know, saying that kind of thing, unless you got proof. When your own teammates that were on the field, you know, Sheldon Richardson, he was out there doing all that, said he didn't hear it. None of these guys said that he said anything to them about it.
He's lying through his teeth.
Right. I mean,
and so he is slandering this guy and trying to make him a racist. In less than 4 hours, that guy, everyone in the country thought he was a racist. And he didn't even do it. But they made him out to be a racist. In 4 hours, it was national news. No one ever said one thing about him losing the appeal. All day long, all we heard about was Mason Rudolph dropped a racial slur. And that was the bigger story. And everybody believed it. And it was just absolute BS. So screw you. Have a crappy Thanksgiving. I hope your turkey gets you Rhea. I mean it. So tomorrow, Carver High, the good Catholic boys are hooking up. There's a lot of love as the Chestnut Hill Warriors, the BC Eagles, are going to see the Fighting Irish in South Bend. You got a bunch of good Irish boys there.
Hopefully you're out.
Also, Minnesota Northwestern, what a thrill.
Another route.
Illinois, Iowa, Carver High.
Another route.
There you go. Oklahoma State, West Virginia, and Morgantown, where they drink booze freely.
That could be a decent game. You're right, though. The slate is awful tomorrow. Let's just be fair. And, you know, you got that Saturday where all the SEC teams decide not to play anybody. So,
any good A&M, Georgia? Any good there?
I don't know. What do you think that you think they can give them a game?
I think surprisingly, yes. I think that no one in the world thinks that'll be a good game tomorrow. I think that'll be the best game. I think Michigan-Indiana will be a good game in Bloomington. The Hoosiers getting 9.5. Texas-Baylor, I think, will be a good game. USC and UCLA, I do not believe, will be a good game, even though it always is. I think UCLA has played a lot better than anyone thought they would this year in conference play. I think Pitt-Va-Tech will be actually a good game. And then I'm just looking at some of the other ones. Purdue-Wisconsin, I don't think will be a good game. Stanford-Cal is usually pretty good. I think that'll be a good game. I'll give you that. I think that'll be a good rivalry game. I think that game will be better than USC-UCLA. Maybe the same. And then I think that just about wraps it up.
Do both of the leading Pac-12 teams who are still in the mix here, Oregon at Arizona State, Utah at Arizona, both on the road.
They both win.
Both win? No worries for either of them tomorrow night?
No, they both win. And I think Boise and Utah State will be a really good game in Logan. And then I think San Diego State, Hawaii will be a really good game. And I wish I was in Oahu. Mahalo. Bagalulu. All right, Carver High, it's time for your weekly look, and I don't have much time. Very important. It's Carver High and Mafia's weekly locks in the NFL. Here we go. Steelers, Bengals, Carver High, Pittsburgh laying 6.5.
Steelers.
Mafia.
Steelers running away with it.
Cowboys, Patriots at Foxborough, Carver High, Pats laying 6.5.
I think the Patriots will cover the 6.5.
Mafia.
I know people are talking about that they're probably playing games with this whole Brady arm thing, but either way, he hasn't looked good. I think that the Patriots probably win, but the Cowboys can cover that.
All right. Buccaneers, Falcons in Atlanta. Atlanta laying 3.5, Carver High.
I think that everybody's getting a little too juiced up over the Falcons the last 2 weeks. I think the Bucs win the game outright.
Right now, the Falcons defense is playing good, and Jameis Winston sucks. Atlanta wins and covers.
Broncos, Bills in Buffalo. Carver High does not like to bet on the Bills, but he likes to root for them. Who wins that one, Carver High?
Yeah, I would bet on the Bills this week if you really want to. I think that they'll take care of the Broncos easily.
I agree. Broncos have no offense.
All right, Giants, Bears in Chicago. I think the Bears suck. They're laying 6 to the Giants. You got a game here, maybe?
No, the Giants suck more. The Bears will cover.
All right, Mafia?
I think the Giants can cover. Bears' offense is terrible.
All right, Dolphins, Browns in Cleveland, Carver High, Cleveland laying 10.5. Is it too much, the double figs?
No, Browns big.
I'm with you there. Even though Dolphins have played well at times, it looked terrible last week.
Panthers, Saints in New Orleans. The Saints are laying 9.5. The Panthers look like they're imploding, Carver High.
Lay down to 9.5. The Saints will get it done.
Yeah, McCaffrey can't do it by himself. New Orleans rolls.
Jets and Raiders at MetLife in New York. Oakland laying 3, Carver High.
A lot of people are running around here thinking that the Jets have a shot against the Raiders. The Raiders are going to slip up with the East Coast trip. I think the Raiders will win.
Jets with the upset.
Wow. Seahawks, Eagles in Philadelphia. Philly laying 1 to Seattle, Carver High.
Very strange line. I like the Eagles.
I like Seattle coming on the East Coast.
All right, Lions and Redskins in D.C. at FedEx. What a disaster. Detroit laying 3.5.
Just don't even watch.
Yeah, without Stafford, that game's just worth canceling right now.
Jags, Titans in Smashville. Tennessee laying 3.5. Carver High, got to hurry.
Titans.
I'll go Tennessee.
All right, Packers, Niners in Santa Clara. Niners laying 3.
Green Bay wins.
Ooh. I'll go 49ers.
Wow. Ravens, Rams, Monday night, Baltimore laying 3.
I like the Rams.
I think the Ravens are going to kick their ass.
All right, listen, here's a shocking bit of news for you. I will not be on the air all next week. I'm on turkey vacation. I think Carver High as well. Mavi is going to hold down the fort. All right, enjoy the fight. Order it. Ortiz, Wilder 2, tomorrow night at the Garden Arena here at the MGM. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the fight. It's Pharrell and Mavi saying so long from Las Vegas. Good night.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh!
my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani,
inevitable! Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.